Okay, so hi guys. I'm Belle. I'm with the Wicked 102.5, our college radio station here on campus. I hope you guys have been enjoying Embry-Riddle and Daytona Beach, which aren't you an Embry-Riddle alumni?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sorry, do I like hold it here?
Yeah.
We're all students. I'm just on the online program.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
For the master's.
Okay.
And then.
Yeah, I do worldwide.
I'm here on campus.
I'm a human factors master on campus.
Oh, awesome. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, nice. I did track here for like half a decade.
Cool. Okay. So we'll go ahead and get started. You've performed at Wicked's basement broadcast when you were a student here in person, representing one of the many local acts working on their own music from our campus. How has your music changed since you graduated? But you haven't graduated.
Yeah. It's only gotten better, I would say,
yeah.
Especially after playing with these guys.
Okay.
It's the same music. It's mm-hmm. It's definitely more dialed in now, and I take it a little bit more seriously. I've had the songs that we'll be playing today are originals that I've had for, a while. I've had them for a while, mm-hmm. and I'm actually working on releasing them soon. So they've gotten more dialed in with post-production.
Cool. Do you feel less limited now that you're able to work on it more often, being worldwide?
Kind of. Okay. I have a big girl job now, so
yeah.
I work a 9-to-5, so it's actually kind of less time than my undergraduate.
Awesome. So now that you get to take stage at Eagle Palooza, how different is it performing solo versus performing with a backing band? And do you tend to have a preference?
Yeah, this is the band. is the band. We had a weird situation. We had the band going into this, and it kind of fluttered a little bit because Nick, here's our drummer, he had National Guard training, and so we didn't think that we were going to be able to. So Noah, our lead guitarist here, was like, let's just do an acoustic set with the both of us, and that's kind of how it bred into a full band again.
Oh.
And then his National Guard got bumped, so we're like, let's just do a 4-piece. Mm-hmm. So we're basically only switching from the band's originals to my originals, which is why it's Seth Cribben and not the group name, which is Blue Space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Also in the topic of performing, when you do covers, how do you pick the songs you usually sing, and do you have any favorites you've covered over time?
Oof. I'm going to share the mic on this one. Oh geez! All right. Do anyone want to start with this?
One of our favorites is definitely "Kill Me Girl,"
okay,
by the Backseat Lovers.
Oh, yeah.
So we've done that
yeah.
one twice now at different concerts. Or do we do it three times? Did we do it at the?
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah, so we've done it three times. So that's probably our uh-huh. most covered song.
Awesome.
I don't know if you have an
opinion. Yeah, we just pick stuff that like everybody knows mm-hmm. and stuff that's like fun and not too hard for us to play.
So question on that then. Have you guys performed Pink Pony Club yet?
We actually talked about it.
Really?
We talked about it. Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
It was very quickly passed, but it was we talked about it. You have any preferences?
Ooh. Yeah, my preference honestly has gotta be like 90s or 2000s rock. Like perfect example, Sugar We're Going Down. Like I love that song to death and it's a ton of fun to play. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Nice. So then for your original songs, what is the songwriting process like?
Oof, grueling. Because you'll go in, we've written different ways, mm-hmm. and I've written with everyone here, and it kind of starts different. Like these originals, I mm-hmm. actually started lyrics first,
okay.
and typically with a band, it starts music first, and then we'll go in lyrics and then kind of divvy the song that way. Mm-hmm. But it's a whole process. It's kind of a lot. It's definitely, I think I can speak for everyone that it's the most fun part about music is writing. Recording
yeah.
sucks. Recording is brutal. But yeah, I would say that pretty much sums it up. Because everyone does it differently, and when we're all together,
yeah.
it adds even more like aspects to.
I feel like we all have a different music taste. Like I'm mm-hmm. more like 80s. Like metal and rock, and obviously, like you said, 90s, 2000s, and then
yeah.
they're both more like kind of indie alternative, wouldn't you guys say? So we have like
yeah.
a different taste, so that kind of flows into
our sound, yeah.
yeah.
Awesome. Is there a dream artist or band that you guys would like to tour with or compose a song with?
I know his. His is Alice in Chains or Jerry Cantrell,
oh, awesome.
For sure.
Yeah.
Sam Fender?
No, not Sam. I don't think we'd work as well for Sam. I think for Blue Space, I think the 1975 would be a good fit.
Yeah.
Maybe not for Blue Space, but for me personally, it's got to be Foo Fighters, my all-time favorite band.
Cool. I'm a huge Dominic Fike fan, so that's probably where I would go with it. He's a huge inspiration to how I write. Mm-hmm. Also, I know this is kind of off the wall here for this question, but I go into writing when I put this out, I'm going to be friends with this band. I want to be friends with these guys. I'm definitely going to hit them up. Yeah. But I would probably say Dominic Fike touring with him would be sick because he's also a Florida guy. I think that would be cool.
No, that's awesome. Speaking of artists, are you guys listening to any music right now in particular, or anything that's inspiring you?
I mean, like he said with Alice in Chains, Jerry Cantrell is my go-to when I'm trying to write stuff, just because I think his sound is so unique, and he's he takes simple riffs and makes them sound really good. So I just love the way he writes.
I guess my go-to drummers Jack Bevins from Foals and Joshua Dunn from 21 Pilots. They're just really creative. I love the way that they play, and just the idea of being like them one day is really cool to me. So
I'm currently in a music lull right now. There's nothing new that I'm really into. And even still, artists that I do like, I feel like they've put out stuff that I'm not as into right now. I don't know why. I just haven't found anything new that I really like. Well, I guess The Wallows put out a song that I liked this past year, but other than that, I'm not really into any. There's nothing that I'm really, really into right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. To be honest, I really can't say I get inspiration as far as writing a riff or anything from one specific person or band. But I think listening to a lot of different genres and maybe some artists that you might not be so familiar with can definitely open your eyes to trying a new sound or something like that.
Wonderful. Okay, and then last question I want to ask you guys. We ask this with all of our Wicked interviews. If you guys were a breakfast food, what would you be?
Bacon.
I'm Brazilian, so I have to go with pão de queijo.
What?
It's like cheese bread.
Okay. I'd probably have to go with bacon as well. It's definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Nice. Not very unique, but...
Breakfast food? All right, this is going to sound really weird, but McDonald's pancakes.
They're That's so valid.
Good. For no reason, they're so good.
We're gonna have a talk about this later.
I didn't know they had pancakes.
What?
Oh my gosh, you gotta try those.
Oh, their breakfast burrito. Their breakfast burrito is really good, but it will tear you up.
Alrighty, thank you guys. Thank you.